There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I will say, you've given Drew a very hard time.
Yes.
For talking about...
Cody's trying to act like he's never said anything to you. I love this.
I feel like it's more personal between you two. I try to tell you, this is simply only a football thing. It isn't about you or getting a rise out of you or picking on you. I would say this about any team, even if it wasn't Cincinnati, if they had done those things. I just think they're fraudulent. That's all. I think they're a fraudulent team.
I think, you know what I think, though? I think Drew and some folks at ESPN were texting yesterday.
Oh, you think I have some people's numbers?
I think you and Rex Ryan and Mike Greenberg might have been texting. Either that or they're big fans of our show. Welcome. Because listen to this.
Here, as we look at the AFC, we will see Kansas City tonight. They're unbeaten. They remain the standard. And they've beaten Cincinnati this year, and they've beaten Baltimore this year, and they will play Josh Allen and the Bills in a few weeks. If you tell me right now there's one quarterback slash team that you would bet on, and you've been pretty good. Your underdogs have been good all year. Yesterday was the first dog of the week that you lost this entire season.
Devastating.
On Sunday NFL Countdown. If I told you right now, which one of those teams and quarterbacks are you picking to go into Arrowhead and beat Mahomes in the AFC Championship game in January of this year? Which one are you doing? Here's the thing.
I mean, first off, Baltimore is going to be that team that gets the opportunity, okay?
That you believe they will be the last one standing?
I absolutely do. I can tell you who Kansas City doesn't want to see, and that's Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. Mm. Why? They've done it. That team has done it. Joe Burrow, they don't flinch. They, for some reason, that Lou Anarumo, the defense coordinator for Cincinnati, always has a great plan against Kansas City. And Joe Burrow is the man when he goes in there. And so, to me, that's the one Kansas City doesn't want to see. I think they're going to see Baltimore.
So that was Rex Ryan. So he also, first of all, agrees that Baltimore possibly is the AFC title game against Kansas City. So he's even admitting he doesn't think Cincinnati's getting there. Let me make that very clear before you get all excited.
Somebody who says if Cincinnati got to the postseason, they wouldn't want to see Kansas City.
Yeah, so he's partially with you. You're a little more confident than him. You're already predicting playoff wins. Rex Ryan was just asked, if there was an AFC title game, who would you prefer? I still think the Burrow thing is funny. Cincinnati is hanging on to something from 3 years ago, and it's pretty funny. They've lost three straight to Kansas City. So, Joe Burrow is the man. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
All right. Just checking.
Since 2021, I'm going to give
Mahomes has beat them three straight games. Mahomes has won two rings since the last time Cincinnati has won an AFC title game. We didn't even know who you were.
Joe Burrow didn't play in one of them.
He
played in the playoff games.
And all of them were by like last second field goals.
But his win was a last second field goal. We've got to, like, the one thing. It's not personal, Cody, but like the one thing that will drive me crazy is every time we talk about Cincinnati, you've got to stop saying they only lost by a point. It was a freaking loss, dude. We got to stop with the 2 or 3 point margin or what they lost in the playoffs. I don't care if you win by 30 or win by one.
There's too much disrespect, though, for Joe Burrow, I think, from just Chiefs fans in general. Like for Joe Burrow, because look, the Bengals defense, they stink.
Yeah, they do.
But for what Joe Burrow does, particularly in the month of November, I know everybody talks about Mahomes. November is great. Joe Burrow, since 2021, is first in the league in completion percentage, yards per attempt, so he's not dinking and dunking, and QBR.
Nice.
There is one quarterback that has gone in to Arrowhead and won a game when it matters. That's why I say the Ravens, if the Chiefs play the Ravens again, the Chiefs will win by 10-plus points because what they do well, the Ravens, the Chiefs do better at stopping. And everybody says the Ravens didn't play that great in week one. The Chiefs didn't either.
I will say the problem
is... There's one team that they don't want to see, and it has to be the Bengals because there's one...
But they're a four-win football team. They're not accidentally four... Like, the only
it
thing
doesn't
is
matter.
Like, it does, though, Drew, because what we're referencing is stuff that... I disagree. Like, 2 years ago is what you're holding on to. This year's team, you've said it more than anybody. That's not the same defense. So, like, Rex Ryan bringing up Anarumo having their number. Like, yeah, in week two, the Chiefs still did score 26 points. It's actually against Cincinnati.
Defensive touchdown is one of them.
But again, we're just now adding new qualifiers.
All I'm telling you is that there's one play that lost in the game, and it was a pass interference, and they gave up a defensive touchdown on a fumble return.
And that's football.
For whatever reason, can scheme well for the Chiefs, but not well for anybody else.
But they're not accidentally a four-win team, though, right? Like that's where I'm getting at. It's like the fact they were even having this conversation on their show, they're a 4-1 football team, and it's November 5th. And we're acting like somehow they should be fearful of playing them in the AFC title game.
Because
they're a four-win football team.
Here's the problem, Drew. I think your point of they should fear them because they're the only team who got them kind of proves the point, though. Of all active quarterbacks, the only other guy who got him was Tom Brady, who's now retired and has been for years. So from the 7 years Patrick Mahomes has been the starter, one team got him once. Two teams technically got him twice.
I'm not saying that Joe Burrow is better than Patrick Mahomes. I'm telling you that there is one team that has beaten Patrick Mahomes. So this is not a Burrow versus Mahomes conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
Mahomes is the best quarterback, for my money, to ever play the game. But when it comes down to it, Josh Allen has played great, but I'd be more worried about the Bills and the Bengals and then the Ravens if I was the Chiefs, because if the Bengals make it, it's a new season. It doesn't matter that they barely made it.
Sure.
They're in.
Final follow-up, though. When does that fade? The having beaten the Chiefs once.
Sounds like
they
never.
Face each other in the postseason this year. If the Chiefs win again.
Then it's
we're
over.
We're 3 years removed. Like there is a statute of limitations on this thing where like eventually that one time you got them doesn't really matter.
If they play again in the playoffs and the Chiefs win, it's over. Last year, they played Jake Browning, and it was a game before the playoffs started. There have been two games that they've played in the playoffs. It's been an AFC title game, and it's come down to the very end. Mahomes has won. Burrow has won. To me, it's the conversation that you guys bring up all the time. The regular season, if the Bengals would have beaten the Chiefs in the regular season, it would not have mattered at all whatsoever. Mm-hmm. If they win in the playoffs, then the conversation, I think, where you hold on to all of that is over. And if the Bengals win, then they're right back into the conversation just like they were in 2021.
Okay.
Got it.
If the Bengals make it at 9-8, I think that that's a team that nobody would want to play because of the capabilities that Joe Burrow and that offense have. More than the Steelers, more than the Bills, more than the Ravens. I think the Bengals would be just as dangerous as anybody else.
But they haven't been losing games. Nobody's arguing about Cincinnati's offense. They have four wins and their offense has been great, but they have four wins, meaning there's another problem. So like it's not as simple as like you don't want to face Cincinnati's offense in the playoffs. There's a reason why they would, in your scenario, still be a 9-8 football team in the playoffs because they're a very flawed football team. If Cincinnati makes the playoffs, they are not the same Cincinnati of 2 years ago. And I think that's what I'm arguing is like they're not the juggernaut and scary team that they might have been in 2021. And it seems like we're acting like they're the exact same team that they were
way better than they were in 2021.
But their defense was top five.
Worse, yeah.
And so they're not as good of a football team. I think they're irrelevant. We already talk about them way too much on this show, I think. But
for a four-win
we brought it up.
Again, I hope Baltimore just buries them on Thursday and ends this and puts Cincinnati fans out of their misery so they can stop having false hope.
I'm really excited.
The Bengals
should
have won that game too a few weeks ago.
We got to stop with the should have won stuff. Oh, that thing
should have won. Which one?
Oh my goodness!
They missed a field goal.
Can we stop with this though? This is like an all sports thing. I don't care if it's college basketball and your team or my team loses in the tournament. This almost won, almost lost stuff. Wins and losses. Almost this. I don't care.
For one game, I don't care. Like, for one game, I think I listen to the argument, like, if we're talking about in this. But, like, over the course of a season, if you've almost won the other four games you've lost, or five games you've lost, what are they, 4-5?
Five games
they've lost.
Like, KU football, my alma mater, they've almost won a bunch of games. You know what they haven't done? Won those games. That's why they stink this year.
But they haven't won a game that's relevant ever?
Who, the Bills? Ever.
The Kansas Jayhawks. When's the last game that was relevant?
The example was not a historical example. It was this year. It was not a historical example, Drew.
The Bengals beat the Chiefs to go to a Super Bowl.
My point was not a historic example. It was literally about close games.
If we're talking about their history, they won that Orange Bowl once.
But going back to the original point of what Greeny said.
They absolutely did, which is more than a couple of the other local schools.
Going back to the point, though, of what we originally talked about with Greeny, there is one team that I think you should be more nervous about because they've shown up in the big moment, and that's the Bengals. That's why... We've talked about all the time who's a bigger threat to the Chiefs. The Bengals, if they make the playoffs, are in that conversation just as much as anybody else you can mention.
The truth is, if we look at the AFC, I think this is the mistake we've made with Burrow. Not you in general, just in general, the way they talk about him from that moment is fundamentally everybody who challenges the Chiefs has done the exact same thing. One team just won a close game and the other one's lost it. The Ravens, the Bills, and the Bengals have all had one chance in an AFC title game to get past Kansas City. One did successfully do it, but we're talking about one game. Like, individualizing a fear of a team because of an individual game is not worth it to me.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.